The Amazing Adventures of Cavalier and Clay by Michael Chabon. In later years, holding forth to an interviewer or to an audience of aging fans at a comic book convention, Sam Clay liked to declare, apropos of his and Joe Cavalier's greatest creation, that back when he was a boy, sealed and hogtied inside the airtight vessel known as Brooklyn, New York, he had been haunted by dreams of Harry Houdini. The truth was that, as a kid, Sammy had only a casual interest, at best, in Harry Houdini and his legendary feats. His great heroes were Nikola Tesla, Louis Pasteur, and Jack London. Yet his account of his role, of the role of his own imagination, in The Escapist's Birth, like all of his best fabulations, rang true. His dreams had always been Houdini-esque. They were the dreams of a pupa struggling in its blind cocoon, mad for a taste of light and air. Houdini was a hero to little men, city boys, and Jews. Samuel Lewis Clayman was all three. He was 17 when the adventures began. Big-mouthed, perhaps not as quick on his feet as he liked to imagine, and tending to be, like many optimists, a little excitable. He was not, in any conventional way, handsome. His face was an inverted triangle, brow large, chin pointed, with pouting lips and a blunt, quarrelsome nose. He slouched and wore clothes badly. He always looked as though he had just been jumped for his lunch money. He went forward each morning with the hairless cheek of innocence itself, but by noon a clean shave was no more than a memory, a hoboish penumbra on the jaw not quite sufficient to make him look tough. He thought of himself as ugly, but this was because he had never seen his face in repose. He had delivered the Eagle for most of 1931 in order to afford a set of dumbbells, which he had hefted every morning for the next 8 years, until his arms, chest, and shoulders were ropey and strong. Polio had left him with the legs of a delicate...